Hello, everybody. I'm going to say good morning, and I know you're all thinking to yourself, well, it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and this is Linda Carlson with Wellness Watch. I've been doing this now for at least a year, and primarily it's been sort of a talking head at people, telling you a little bit about diabetes type 2. I've had several guests. We talk about exercise and how to stay healthy. Jerry Blair, one of my nursing friends, we've talked about when do I go to the emergency room versus say urgent care. So it's really been sort of talking at you. And today I'd like to take advantage of WGXC's commitment to the transmission arts. So, free 103.9. It's a New York State-based not nonprofit arts organization, defining and cultivating the genre transmission arts by promoting artists and works with, for, and about the electromagnetic spectrum, the airwaves. So, I'm going to talk today a little bit about a few superfoods. I have a new best superfood friend and a new superfood machine. And in just a few minutes, we're gonna go to my kitchen and do wellness kitchen mode here. I've always sort of wanted to have a cooking show, and I don't think I'll ever be Rachel Ray, but I think we can have some fun with sounds of the kitchen, sounds of a healthy kitchen, sounds of reading labels. So with that being said, let me talk about the two superfoods that I'm really into. And the one that I've been using for, oh boy, at least 3 years now is flaxseed. I think everybody's very familiar with flaxseed. It's been around as early as 3000 BC. It was cultivated in Babylon. And they really used it for health benefits. In fact, King Charlemagne, he believed so strongly in the health benefits of flaxseed that he passed laws requiring his subjects to consume it. Here, we have to pass laws to put a tax on sugar drinks and sugar kills, and flaxseed keeps people healthy. What are we doing to help people? From a legislative perspective, to stay healthy, I don't think a whole lot. So, what are some of the health benefits of flax? Well, first of all, let me tell you about the healthy components. They have the omega-3 essential fatty acids, and there's something called lignans, LIGNANS, and these have plant estrogen and antioxidant qualities. And then there's fiber. Flaxseed contains both soluble and insoluble types. The insoluble type, the insoluble fiber, that's the fiber that helps to move, the bad fats so that it doesn't turn into cholesterol. That's very simply put. So some of the health benefits are against cancer. Recent studies have suggested that flaxseed may have a protective effect against cancer, particularly breast cancer, prostate cancer, and colon cancer. For me, I 3 years ago had DCIS, and that's very early stage zero cancer. And I asked myself the question, well, what can I do better? I wasn't really doing anything bad, but I needed to do something that promoted more health and more protection. And the idea is that the lignin part of this flaxseed has the estrogen qualities, and it will in the body. So let's talk about a round cell, and on this cell there are little prongs sticking out, and they're looking for estrogen. And excess estrogen can be bad, and it can promote breast cancer. So what happens is that the lignans that look like estrogen, they're going to attach to those little prongs and protect the cell from the very very bad estrogen. And there are three types of those, so we won't we won't go into that. I think we have some women health shows that could address that. So that's how it helps in protecting against breast cancer, possibly. And it also helps to protect the cardiovascular system via several different mechanisms, including anti-inflammatory action and normalizing the heartbeat. Inflammation in the body is one of the primary risk factors or promoters of diabetes, heart disease, and cancer. So we get some protection there as well. And we do get there's some preliminary research suggesting that there's some possible reduction in blood sugar with diabetics. I mentioned inflammation, and there are two components in the flaxseed that can reduce inflammation. And then hot flashes. There's some, you know, it's a mixed bag on hot flashes. They found that there was a reduction in hot flashes in the women who were using flaxseed, but there was also reduction in the placebo group. So the jury is still out on flaxseed and hot flashes. So flaxseed isn't a magic bullet. It's tempting to think that we've got some superfoods and they'll do everything. Okay, so here we are in my healthy kitchen. I have just two pieces of equipment. One is the little, this happens to be a Mr. Coffee grinder, and I use this for the flax seeds. I am able to buy flax seeds actually at Price Chopper. I know that Hannaford will have them. I'm not sure about ShopRite. But these right off the shelf, but then you can always get them from your local health food store at Catterskill Farms in Hudson, and then our little shop here in Catskill. So I'm going to be pouring this in. We hear the little flax seeds going in here, and it doesn't take much to get them all ground up. Ground nicely, and then I recycle a lot, and I have this wonderful little container, and it has a spring lid, but you can use any glass jar, and just make sure that it's sealed tightly, and I just do enough for the week. I usually use 2 tablespoons of flaxseed per day, and that gets me through the week, and I don't have to worry about putting it in the refrigerator and worrying about it getting rancid. So that's one sound of the kitchen, and that's just my little coffee grinder. I'm sure you can buy that locally at any of the big box stores. It doesn't cost too much, because remember, this is a long time investment, healthy investment. So that was my little flaxseed. Now, this you're hearing, this is my bag of Bob's Red Mill Old Country Style Muesli. So we're going to read this label, and what I have here is a serving size. Now this is important that you want to look at serving size. This is a 1/4 cup, and there are 16 servings per container. So just don't look at the regular calorie number. You have to see how many calories per serving. So this has 110 calories, but it has 4 grams of fiber, has 4 grams of protein. Now even though it's 21 grams of carbohydrate, and diabetics, you know, this is the part that you want to watch, but it only has 5 sugars in it, and it has some calcium, and it has some iron. So my regular morning bread, and by the way, again, you can buy this locally, Price Chopper. Also in Catskill, there's a little shop on Main Street. They've been carrying it. I'm not sure if they're going to continue carrying it, but this is can be found in the aisle where you have the baking goods, and don't ask me why it's there, but they do have the Red Mill products there. So this is your, you can do it cold or hot. I prefer to just do my 1/4 cup of, let me get a little bowl here, and so I can tell you exactly what I have. So I have my 1/4 cup of my Bob's Red Mill, and then I have my blueberries from the freezer. You have several options for your blueberries during the summertime, and these happen to have been picked locally and put them in the freezer, big bag. But Sam's Club you can buy the big bags, Wyman, W-Y-M-A-N-S. You can get the small bags locally, but they're very expensive. But the big bag of Wyman's blueberries, and I usually have, I have a cup of that. And I'm not counting calories now because all of this, all of these foods together, you know, they're not calories that are going to convert to fat. We've got a lot of fiber calories, and we're going to move some of these out. But you'll find that if I have, I lied. I said a cup. I'm going to just do a half a cup because these are big blueberries. And then I put my tablespoon of flaxseed, and I'm also using cinnamon. Whether this is really, really true, but there are a lot of studies that will say, you know, as little as a half a teaspoon of cinnamon can help regulate your blood sugar. So I'm going to eat high fiber. I have, in fact, on the muesli, and I just noticed this myself, we were talking about insoluble fiber, 3 grams. So that's the fiber that's going to help move the cholesterol, the bad cholesterol out of your body and help build the good cholesterol. And the good one is H for high, and the bad is L for lousy, or we want to keep that low. So I put a little bit of cinnamon, and now today I don't have my kefir, but you could use, you know, any good yogurt. No sugars in the yogurt, no artificial sugars with fruit, but there's a product, again, you can buy it locally. Lifeway, I buy organic milk products, but it has probiotics, and probiotics are known to, when they get in the gut, they help the bacteria that we have in there do their job, and the researchers seem to think that with good bacteria, that helps keep our weight down. So that's one breakfast, you know, very easy to make. So I'll have my breakfast. Now, if I, maybe today, now here we're listening to reading the label on a bread product, and it's the original. It says flourless, low glycemic. And low glycemic foods are those foods that don't push the sugars in the bloodstream to get very high very quickly. And so you want to look for low glycemic foods. So this is Ezekiel, and it's sprouted 100% whole grain bread. It's organic. Organic, you know, if you can afford it, and I say if you can afford it, if, you know, when I look at grocery carts and I see bags and bags of potato chips, so they're 2 for $5. Well, $5 of junk, you know, versus, and I don't think this loaf of bread, I don't have the price on it, was $5. So you have to think about, you know, it's called decisional balance. So this has, one slice has only 80 calories. Oh, how cool is that? And 4 grams of protein, 3 grams of fiber. Now it does have 15 of carbs. So again, diabetics, 15 grams, I think, is one carb for them. I'm not a certified diabetic educator or a nutritionist, but I think I do remember that. So this has thiamine, phosphorus, riboflavin, magnesium, niacin, zinc, iron, and vitamin B6. All really good nutrients for us. So what I may do is I'll put that in the toaster. I'll have one slice of toast. And then, now I do need to walk away and pick up my organic peanut butter. This has 8 grams of protein per serving. And now I know people are going to say it's 17 grams of fat, but we've got some good fat here. We've got the nutty fats going on, and it's 2 tablespoons for 17 grams. So you see here, if I only have 1 tablespoon, it's 8 grams, but the saturated fat is negligible. We've got 8 grams of protein, and we do have some fiber. So I will take 1 tablespoon and put it on my toast when it's warm, because it'll spread for you. And then I sprinkle some flaxseed. I do make my own jams. I do use cane sugar. So if I really want a sweet taste, I'll have 1 teaspoon of my homemade jams or jellies, and then some cinnamon. And that's a really nice accompaniment to my breakfast. So it can be really, you can have lots of fun with breakfast. And breakfast is a very important meal. You're stoking the furnace. If you don't stoke the furnace, it's going to stay really cool. Nothing's going to happen. Your metabolism isn't working and you're not burning any calories. You need to eat to burn calories. That's really cool. Oh, how cool is that? Does that sound familiar? So then the next fun part. Now here, this is my NutriBullet. It is made by Magic Bullet. And again, I'm not selling the product. If anybody's just joined the program, I use my coupons from Bed Bath & Beyond. So you know what? You can be really quite creative in trying to get these products. And for lunch today, well, maybe not lunch. It depends on how hungry I am. But I do make myself this nutrient-packed drink that I can have during the day. My regular job is I sit at a desk and I tend to want to munch. So when I have this next to me, I can just sip it and really get a very nutritious snack. So I'm into color, as is Dr. Oz, Dr. Weil. Everybody's into color. If you use a whole complete palette, you don't have to, again, you know, really count out and measure so precisely. So I've got rainbow chard, I have a carrot, I have a yellow beet. I'm really into beets, purple, yellow, orange, and I have six really big organic grapes. The grape skins have resveratrol, and that's protective. The studies are suggesting we're getting some protection for breast cancer, but that's also the component that helps with lowering cholesterol. So get my big chopping knife, and I'm going to use my big container here today. And the directions will tell you that, you know, go ahead and put your grains in the bottom. So, I mean, really, how cool is this? It's a radio cooking show. And I'm going to do the carrots pretty thin, because I did find that, you know, you have to make it really work hard to get those ground up. Otherwise, you have little chunks. But you know what? It's sort of fun. You know, you get a big surprise when you're drinking your little drink here. Now I'm going to put my beets in. And the other piece, now, earlier I said, you know, it suggested that you don't drink fruit juices, but when you're making this little drink, they say, well, put some water in it, you know, so that it'll get liquidy if you want to drink it, or you can let it stay pretty thick, pudding-like. But I'm using, I'm using V8 low sodium, and here we go again. We've got one can, and we have 70 calories per serving, and that looks like one serving is one can. Yep, sure enough, 70 calories. 3 grams of protein, 3 grams of fiber, no fat, and we've got vitamin A, we have calcium, 180% vitamin C, that's about 1,800 milligrams, I believe, and we have some iron. In fact, and it's gluten-free. So the company says, the V8 people, I'm not even sure who they are, that we get 2 full servings of vegetables. So I'm really, I'm going to just use a half a can, because I just don't want the full can. And I put my little lid on this, and now we're going in for the NutriBullet sound. And voila, I have my afternoon drink. What did that take? 10 or 15 seconds. So here we are in a 30-minute radio program, and I've just taken, I don't know, 10 minutes, and I have breakfast, I have lunch, and it's extremely healthy. It's filling, easy, and not so expensive. So I hope that this inspires you to get motivated and try something new, simple. Make it simple. It can be as simple as buying your healthy bread, your healthy peanut butter, and your flax seed. So we're going to move back and finish up the program and talk about some other superfoods that when you're shopping on the outside aisles of the grocery store, you'll be picking up other superfoods that are fun and inexpensive. Okay, so here we are, ready to finish up the last 8 minutes of this morning. And I promised you a list of superfoods that everyone needs. And these are easy to find superfoods. They're not drugs. They don't have side effects. How easy is that? And, even healthy people, I mentioned that, in the past, I wasn't really doing anything bad, but I needed to really make a few tweaks. And it's amazing, the difference in your hair and your skin and your energy level. I mean, it really is phenomenal. So a healthy diet incorporating a variety of the following superfoods will help you maintain your weight, fight disease, and live longer. And right at the top here, we've got beans. Now, the beans, if you're going to buy canned beans, no, that's not what we're talking about. But if you are going to buy canned beans, please read the labels. Look for low sodium. Look for the beans without sugar and preferably the vegetarian ones. But there are, and you know what? Say for lunch, you can buy the small cans so that you've got some portion control there. Me, I'd want to eat the whole big 8-ounce can. Blueberries. Blueberries are really high on the list with antioxidants, and all the dark berries, they're very good for you. So they're packed with antioxidants and phytoflavonoids, all these fancy names that do so much for us. And they're high in potassium and vitamin C. So they're right there up on the list. Then we have broccoli, the cruciferous vegetables, and in that category, is the cabbage, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, we've got some of these autumn vegetables coming in. So you want to check the farmer's market there in Hudson, see what they have for the autumn. Oats. So I talked about oats this morning, with my muesli that's made with oats. Oranges. Oranges are really good for you. Pumpkin, salmon. Soy. Now, soy, one caveat to soy, if you have a family history of breast cancer, it's not recommended that you eat extra soy. I think some of the studies that I've looked at recently, that you don't have to eliminate it completely if you have a little salad with tofu, but you don't want to add it as a huge supplement. But that a diet of soy fiber, protein from oats and barley, almonds and margarine that have the plant sterols, they lowered cholesterol as much as statins. And statins are the simvastatin, Welchol, Lipitor. Those are the drugs that are out there most widely prescribed as cholesterol medicine. And you can, in fact, even myself, I had cholesterol of 254 and an LDL of 150, and I just held off and held off, and I said, well, okay, finally, I'm eating well, what do I need to do? But I only take 5 milligrams. Physicians will order up to 20 milligrams. So for some people who struggle and food's not enough, but maybe you don't need as much of the drug and the side effects that come with that. Fiber. Now, the thing about fiber, it helps maintain your blood sugar levels, but it helps you feel full longer, so you don't eat as much. So it's a good weight management tool. So let's see, spinach. And out on the livestrong.com website, there are some tips out there about superfoods. And one of the steps it said, add spinach to everything. Wow. So they call it a superfood because it's high in antioxidant content, and it does help prevent vision problems, heart disease, So, you know, you can put it in sandwiches, you can put it in an egg white or an egg beater omelet. So spinach is right up there. Tea, green or black, I think we're hearing a lot about the good effects of green tea. Green, you know, black is good, but green is a little bit better. And tomatoes in sauces or the V8 juice has lycopene, and actually watermelons have lycopene, and that's protective against certain cancers. Turkey, walnuts, and many nuts, walnuts, pistachios, the pine nuts. They're showing up now high on the list of really good foods. So, snacks. Now, you know, if you're commuting, you're at work. I know that if I leave work at 4 o'clock, that can be a really bad time for me. If I go to Adam's, I might end up with some really bad food. So, I try to keep an apple or the little snack bags, 1.5 ounces of walnuts or any of the other nuts. Keep those little bags, and that's a healthy thing to do. And then yogurt. I personally really recommend, you know, any milk products that you use, that you buy organic foods. I think that many of the producers have taken away the growth hormone, but again, you have to read labels. And if you are having, you know, weight issues, then you want to use your lower fat products. But again, read the labels on some of those because they have sucralose, they'll have Splenda in them. And I find that even myself, I don't tolerate that so well. So anything real. In fact, you know, I just came back from Russia. And somebody asked me, did I see obese people there? And I did not. I was out in a country called Belarus, and they're thin people. And we were eating, I was eating high fat, high carb, high protein, and I lost 3 pounds. But they're real foods. They're not filled with, you know, they're not processed foods. Eating eggs, egg in my hand was warm, just laid, you know, by the hen. So real foods. Real superfoods. They're good for you. They're affordable. Get rid of the junk food. You have money to buy really good foods. So I want to thank you all for joining me today. Now I did miss the fun drive, and I'm sorry that I did. So I do want everybody to know that WGXC at 90.7 is our wonderful hands-on community radio station. And if you didn't pledge during the drive, please do so. You can do that online. And I look forward to any comments. You, in fact, info@wgxc.org. If you have questions or topics for Wellness Watch, please send them to info@wgxc.org. And again, thank you all for joining me today and having a, I hope, a fun time through the airwaves.